called The World's Reigning Male Chorus by The New Yorker and also the first vocal ensemble to be inducted into the American Classical Music Hall of Fame. The San Francisco-based Grammy Award-winning ensemble Chanticleer comes to Knoxville this Monday evening to perform music about love. The title of the program is My Secret Heart, and it will be presented at 8 p.m. at Knoxville's Church of the Ascension, located at 800 South North Shore Drive. Founded in 1978, this 12-member male choir performs music of every style, ranging from Renaissance to jazz and popular genres, as well as contemporary works. Since Chanticleer began releasing recordings in 1981, the group has sold well over a million albums and has won two Grammy Awards. Additionally, through their educational outreach program, the group inspires thousands of young people each year to sing with their hearts while striving for excellence. A few days ago, I spoke with one of the members, tenor Brian Hinman, by phone. We chat about his Knoxville roots, the ensemble itself, and the program that they will be presenting on Monday night. Brian, it's wonderful to talk to you today. Thanks for taking a moment out of your hectic touring schedule to chat with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Melanie. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit. I understand that you are actually from Knoxville and attended the University of Tennessee, where you studied vocal performance.
I did. And before that, I went to Farragut High School.
So who did you study with at UT? Who was your voice teacher?
I actually had a few voice teachers before I landed with Dolly Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I studied with George Bitzes for a little bit, but Dolly seemed to be the right fit for me.
And so while you were at Farragut High School, were you involved in the choral program there? Did you do the musicals?
Oh, yes, of course. I've been, I think, involved in choral programs since almost as young as I can remember. And that held true even through Farragut. I was in several of the groups there and did many of the musicals, did the obligatory madrigal dinners around Christmas time, and I loved every second of it.
Is that how you sort of got into singing, through the music programs at high school?
No, I got into singing probably, I think, around the third grade when my mother encouraged me to join a choir. And the way she would tell it, I think she said I didn't think it was a good idea until one day I thought it was my own idea. and said, you know what, I think I would like to join the choir. And so from the third grade on, I just always sang in choirs, and choral music has had a very special place in my heart ever since then, even as I pursued other types of music, and jazz, and theater, and gospel music, and rock and roll, just all of these things, you know, the wide variety of interests, but still that choral music just has resonated with me since then.
So when you perform in Knoxville, do you get to visit friends and family and go to all your favorite restaurants?
Oh, do we have that amount of time when we're on the road? Not usually.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting job to have in Chanticleer. We get to travel all over the world, and we get to go to the places where our friends and family are, and we get to see them for a few minutes, and then we move on. Yeah, our schedule is usually very tight. So while I'm in Knoxville, I'll have a moment to visit with my mom, but besides that, it really is just sort of get up and get ready for a concert and sing the concert and then move on the next day.
When did you join Chanticleer?
I joined Chanticleer in 2006, so I'm beginning my 11th year with the ensemble.
Wow. What drew you to this group? Why did you want to sing with Chanticleer?
Oh, gosh. When I was at UT, I was listening to Chanticleer regularly. I was constantly in search of new music and listening to recordings all the time of all various types of music. And Chanticleer was one of those recordings that I found, and I just wanted to keep listening to more and getting more of their recordings. And it was a sound that I fell in love with very quickly and very early on. And I recall seeing Chanticleer live, actually at the church that we will sing at in Knoxville.
Oh, wow.
And when I saw them live, despite the fact that I had it in my mind that, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be just a dream to sing with a group like Chanticleer one day, having seen them at that age, I thought, oh, well, I will never have the sort of control over my voice and the sort of talent that these guys have. And so I just sort of quickly shoved that dream off into a corner and thought, well, I guess I'll just pursue other things because those guys are just better than I ever will be. But, you know, you grow over time and you don't realize that you're learning things and you get better over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in New York City for a few years and, you know, trying to find a way to make a living as a performer. And I did a gig with a chorus in New York City at which another gentleman was hired to be a baritone soloist. And that soloist used to sing with Chanticleer for 9 years in the 90s. I told him that I loved the recordings and I thought it was fantastic that he was a part of that. And afterwards he said, you know, you really should audition for Chanticleer if you want to. And it took that moment to realize that, oh, maybe this is something that I can pursue,
right,
even though several years before I thought that I wasn't at that level.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm closer now. So I submitted an audition, and they happened to need a tenor that year, and here we are 11 years later.
Wow, that's a great story. So if you work hard enough, it pays off.
I think so, yeah. If you work hard enough, it does pay off. It takes a great deal of energy and a great deal of luck as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Monday's concert a little bit. I understand the name of the program is My Secret Heart. What does that refer to? What is the theme of this program?
Oh, the theme of the program is love, like everything that's been written over the centuries. Songwriters and poets and composers never seem to stop writing about love. And much of that love and much of that writing comes from the sort of hidden places of the heart. And this program just sort of explores all the aspects of that, from unrequited love to the hidden love for people and ideas and for religious aspects. It's a nice way to explore the many ideas that have been written about for centuries.
And so who are some of the composers or pieces that will be on this concert?
We begin the show with early music, Renaissance music. Chanticleer was formed in order to sing this type of music. Our founder learned that men and women were not singing together in churches when most of this music was written, and most of it was written for the church. And he wanted to know what that music sounded like when it was performed with only male voices. So he got together his friends, many of whom were countertenors,
mm-hmm.
and they created this great music singing renaissance. So this is what we were formed mm-hmm. initially to sing. So we begin our concert with renaissance music, and this is a music from Spanish composers like Vivanco or Guerrero. We have a piece by Palestrina. The early part of the concert begins with sacred music and the Song of Songs and really the almost sultry aspects of love that are contained even there in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move to some French Renaissance for some secular ideas of love. And then we sort of quickly exit the Renaissance and sing more modern music. We have a recent commission by a Finnish composer named Jaakko Mäntyjärvi, who we love. We've been singing his music for a very long time, and we wanted him to write a new piece for us by a Swedish poet who died very young of tuberculosis. Edith Södergran has just this really marvelous poetry. And then we sing folk songs and jazz and gospel, and we have sort of the whole array of styles.
Yeah, a really great mix of music, a little something for everyone.
I hope so.
So you just mentioned that you are performing a couple of commissions. So this is one thing that the group does. And I also understand that you yourself do some arranging. Does anyone else in the group write arrangements?
Yes, certainly. Adam Ward, who has been in the group as long as I have, has a new arrangement on the program of the eponymous song from the program, the song from which we took our program's title. It's a song by the great Noel Coward. It's called I'll Follow My Secret Heart. And he's written this beautiful sort of sweeping arrangement of that song. So, yeah, we have a few arrangers within the group who occasionally, when we have the time, because this job is very time consuming. When we have the time, it's nice to be able to craft a few things specifically for the group. It's hard to imagine who else knows our voices better than we do. And hopefully we're able to sort of harness that in good ways.
I wonder if you could talk about your rehearsals a little bit. What does a typical rehearsal look like?
A typical Chanticleer rehearsal, when we're at home in San Francisco, we are rehearsing 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. Each day is broken up in two chunks, so we'll rehearse for 2 hours. We'll take a break for an hour lunch just to let our voices rest, because 4 hours of singing is quite a lot of stress on the voice. And then we'll come back and we'll rehearse for another 2 hours. And each program probably gets between 3 to 5 weeks of rehearsal, if we're lucky. Sometimes we only have maybe 2 weeks for a program to get it up and running. But once we're on the road, for instance, our tour program, we're rehearsing that between an hour to an hour and a half before every concert. And we'll do that even after the 86th time we've sung that program.
Wow.
Because we feel very strongly that there is always something that we can reach to achieve. There's always another layer that we can peel back and really try and dig deeper and delve into either the text or some part of the musicality that the composer is trying to convey that maybe we can do better. That keeps things interesting for us, but hopefully it also enriches the experience of the audience to really have these 12 guys constantly striving to bring something fresh and new.
So when you're rehearsing, do you have to work on tuning and blend and ensemble, or does all that sort of come naturally because you've been singing together for a long time?
Yes, in many cases it does. It's sort of astounding how a person's tuning can develop and adapt after singing in Chanticleer for even just a few years. You become very, very aware of how to tune and when things are out of tune. In fact, so acutely aware that I think we often notice things that the audience is unlikely to notice just because we know what we're striving for. So I think, yes, things come pretty naturally, having spent as much time singing together as we have. But at the same time, we have a music director because we desire an outside set of ears to keep us in check and make sure. Because sometimes singing in the group on stage, it's hard to get the full perspective of what's going on. We have the same troubles that any other choir has. We just deal with it with many, many hours of experience.
Lastly, I understand that Chanticleer does a good amount of educational outreach. That's something that's really important to you. Will you be working with any school groups while you're in Knoxville?
We are. We're excited. We'll be working with Farragut High School, where I attended. We're also working with Powell High School, as well as Hardin Valley Academy. We try and fit in as much education as we can. I think it's important to try and inspire young singers and help them realize how good they can be. Gosh, we do master classes and youth choral festivals with several different school groups. Last I heard, we typically visit and reach about 5,000 students a year if we can. If we can work it out. So it's a major goal of ours to try and share the wealth of knowledge that we accumulate over the years.
Yeah, I remember you actually came to UT a couple of years ago and worked with the men's ensemble, and I'm their accompanist, and I remember after you all left, they were so inspired to really work hard and to really sound good. So
good.
I saw your effects firsthand.
That's the hope. You know, we try and go in and be honest and help groups see the areas where they can improve. And sometimes you want to, especially when the group is good, you want to kind of ride them hard and really push them to dig deeper. And you hope that groups come away inspired from that and not discouraged.
Definitely, yeah. Well, Brian, I believe that's all I have for you today. Thanks once again for taking time to chat with me, and I look forward to hearing you at the concert.
No, it will be a pleasure to be back in Knoxville. We're very excited.
Tenor Brian Hinman of the 12-member all-male vocal ensemble Chanticleer. Once again, this Grammy Award-winning group is performing in Knoxville on Monday evening at 8 p.m. The concert will be given at Church of the Ascension, located at 800 South North Shore Drive. More information is available online at knoxvilleascension.org.